supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what are researchers finding out about veterinarians and mental health issues?
Well, one of the things they're finding is that the number of veterinarians who have clinical depression is quite high. Some studies have shown as much as 25% have a clinical depression. They're at high risk for anxiety, burnout, even suicide. This is a population at very high risk for mental health issues.
So what do you think could be contributing factors? What makes the job so stressful?
People who work with animals do so because they love animals. And here animals come in who could be victims of abuse or neglect. Animals coming in who are in terrible pain and their owners can't afford to do the necessary procedures to save their lives. And a veterinarian then is put in a position of having to euthanize a potentially healthy animal. So we have that. You know, the flip side of that is when the owners can afford these procedures and insist that the vet do everything they can to prolong life, even if it means prolonging the animal's pain. So all of these things are moral traumas, and it does address the helplessness of the veterinarian.
So what do you think could be done about this?
Well, we have to take care of our veterinarians, and we have to teach them how to take care of themselves. You know, that's not addressed yet. It is beginning to be addressed in medical school, but not quite yet is it being addressed for veterinarians, although this data, much of this data, comes from a major article in the American Psychological Association. So it is becoming more visible. We need to talk about hours worked. We need to talk about time off. When you start to burn out, all you can see is the negative. You can't see through your own emotional exhaustion. We forget, you know, why we got into our respective professions. And once they can reconnect with their love for the animals, it's often very, very helpful.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mikan.